ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 29, and Text number 36 and 37. Atha Atmanaha Arthabhutasya Yataha Anartha Parampara Samsrutihi Tat व्यवच्छेदः भक्त्या परमाया गुरौ वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगः समाहितं सद्विचीनेन वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च जनशिष्यति। अथात्मनोऽर्थभूतस्य यतोऽनर्थपरम्परा संसृतिस्तदव्ययच्छेदो भक्त्या परमया गुरो वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगसमाहितः सद्विचीनेन वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च जनयिष्यति। अथात्मनोऽर्थभूतस्य यतोऽनर्थपरम्परा संसृतिस्तदव्यच्छेदो भक्त्या परमया गुरौ वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगः समाहितः सद्विचीनेन वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च जनयिष्यति। यथात्मनोऽर्थभूतस्य यतोऽनर्थपरम्परा संस्तुतिस्तदव्यवच्छेदो भक्त्या परमया गुरौ वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगसमाहितः सद्विचीनेन वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च जनयिष्यति।
Thank you.
Artha. Therefore, Atmanah of the living entity, Arthabhutasya, having his real interest, Yataha, from which Anartha of all unwanted things, Varampara, a series one after another, Samsritihi, material existence, Tat, of that, Vyavachedaha, stopping, Bhaktya, by devotional service, Paramaya, unalloyed, Guru, unto the Supreme Lord or His representative, Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, Samahitaha, applied, Sadrichinena, completely, Vairagyam, detachment, Jnanam, full knowledge, Cha, and Janayishyati, will cause to become manifest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nisyans that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. This is the way to become detached from the artificial material condition. The only remedy is to take Krishna consciousness and constantly engage in devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is trying to be happy, and process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Sanskriti or material existence begins with the illusioned bodily conception of life. And on the basis of this conception, there ensues a series of unwanted things, anarthas. These unwanted things are actually mental desires for various types of self-gratification. In this way, one accepts different types of bodies within this material world. One first has to control the mind so that the desires of the mind can be purified. This process is described in Narada Vancharatra as Sarvapadir Vinirmuktam Tatparatvane Nirmalam. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from the material condition. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, 6th Verse, Anarthopapashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Adukshaje Lokasya Ajanato Vidvams Chakre Sattutam Samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this literature, Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Anarthas, unwanted things, come down from one body life to another. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take the devotional service to Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. The word Guru is significant in this connection. The word Guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the Guru is the spiritual master. Srila Rishabdeva advises his sons, Guru Rasasya Namoche Dyasmupe Kimrityum. One should not take up the post of spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. That is in Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 5th Chapter, 18th Verse. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is the Supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the neophyte stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving devotional service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfected, advanced in devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body, that is, his designated position in the material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivira Swarupa Hoir Krishna Nitya Das, every living entity is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains the normal constitutional position. This position is called the liberated stage. Bhakti hitvanyatha rupam swarupena vivastiti. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagement in the service of matter, engagement concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. As explained in the second chapter of the first canto, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janasyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chadahetukam. By rendering devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Thus, one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation or fruitive activity. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurvay Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamityam Dadasi Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tathapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padahan Sagana Lalika Sri Vishakhanakamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabham Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare अर्थात मनोअर्थभूतस्य यतो अनर्थ परंपरा संस्रुतिस्त व्यवच्छेदो भक्त्या परमया गुरु वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग समाहित सदृचिनेन वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च जनयिष्यति. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nisciens that caused him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from the material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. yesterday we were coming to this particular point to make people understand the importance of whom to worship. The question there was whether manifest or unmanifest. But the real purpose was to give them some clue that there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the hordes of demigods. Even an educated man, a Panditji, he would not understand which tattva is which one, and they would put everyone on the same level, and then one after the same arti is offered, whether it is to Vishnu tattva, Jiva tattva, or Shakti tattva, everything is hodgepodge. So you can see that such type of worship never frees one from the anarthas. Anarthopashamam shakshad. The mitigation of all the anarthas, it is only done through bhakti yogam adhokshaje. Adhokshaje means the transcendental reality. Because not simply by murti puja. Murti puja that we saw, none of them were vigrahas. They were all murti pujaks. Means they are simply idol worshippers. And there was no tattva of adhokshaja there. Because neither in their understanding, nor in their practice. Adhokshaja means, adha means beyond. Aksha means eyes. And ja means who is always existing. The truth beyond our sensory perception is called adhokshaja. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot manifest himself to anybody and everybody. First of all, what is the reaction by or what is the result by worshipping adhokshaja? It is explained. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahita. Samahita means total extermination. Of what? The anarthama. The anarthas are totally eradicated. What are the anarthas? Prabhupada explained in this particular verse very elaborately. Anarthas are the desires of either caused by mind and body that just maintain material existence and ends up in sense gratification. So how to eradicate sense gratification? Unless one goes beyond the sensory perception, one cannot transcend to the sense gratification. And Narad Muni, even though in the assembly of demigods, boldly says that please take shelter of Vasudeva. Never he recommends to worship any other demigod, including Shiva or Brahma. Never compromises. We never hear that Narad Muni is advising anybody to worship any other transcendental reality other than Vasudeva. So, even in the first canto, the similar verse is arising. Jana Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Tyasau Vairagyam Jnanam Chad Ahitukam. Ahitukam is causeless. Knowledge and detachment, they must arise if we worship the transcendental reality, Vasudeva.
Why the word Vasudeva is used? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You can say that yes, because he is the son of Vasudeva. That is Vasudeva. But Vasudeva himself denotes some transcendental existence. Prabhupada explains Vasudeva's sthiti of our purification. Shabdam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. It is completely pure position. No taint of any inferior moods, either mode of goodness, passion or ignorance. It is completely negated. And it is completely a pure state of existence called Vasudeva state. And in Vasudeva state only Vasudeva can appear. Only in Vasudeva state Vasudeva can appear. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, came in the mind of Vasudeva. He established himself in the heart of Vasudeva, and Vasudeva was completely, purified in existence, understood. So he immediately initiated Devaki. This is happening in the jail. Vasudeva initiated. Initiation means what? To transfer the same Supreme Personality of Godhead and His potencies in the purified state of Devaki. So Devaki became completely effulgent. And there, those who are jiva tattvas like demigods, they saw that Devaki is so bright, brilliant. The Lord must have taken shelter in her body. But it is only heart-to-heart connection. The appearance of the Lord is in the heart. How come the Lord from the heart would establish himself in the womb? When one is unable to understand who is Adokshaja, how he will be able to understand through his sensory perception? So even the demigods realize that Devaki is pregnant now. That is their interpretation. Because she is so much effulgent. And it was time for the Lord to appear. Must be now that the Lord is situated in her body. But Bhagavatam tells the intricate position. It's not by seminal transfer the Lord is coming. He is not jiva, tattva. Only jivas can be transferred into through the seminal injections. So, that Adokshaja, Lord is known as Adokshaja, one which has been measured or estimated beyond our sensory perception. So one must become transcendental to the material desires and purify himself. And that purification comes from worshipping the same Adokshaja by proper understanding, proper faith. So whoever worship Vasudeva, if there is no product of ahetuki jnana and vairagya, causeless knowledge and detachment, it does not generate. What does it indicate? He is not worshipping Vasudeva in that transcendental realm, who is Adokshaja. Savai punsam paro dharmo. Therefore, the supreme occupation for all humanity, yator bhaktir adokshaje. The same verse is being used. Yato bhaktir adokshaje. The highest occupation for all the humanity is to worship the transcendental Lord. Transcendental Lord is Adokshaja. Not materially manifested demigods. So why would Narad Muni even instruct Prachin Brahmin to worship Lord Vasudeva? So the Supreme Absolute Truth, which is beyond the sensory perception, in Srimad Bhagavatam culminated with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The first aphorism, first verse is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then Vyasadeva starts, Janmadyasya Yata. So, this is very important. So, unless and until a living entity frees himself from the anarthopashamam shakshat, bhakti yoga adokshaje, lokasya ajanato. Common people do not know this. They were common people, even though religious. They do not know this. Vidvans, chakre, sasutams, vidvan. Who is the vidvan? Who is the learned? Vyasadeva. Therefore, Vyasadeva recompiled all the same stories, chakre sattvata samhita. Srimad Bhagavatam is called sattvata samhita. It is a compilation for those who are purified. To read Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary thing. It's not a storybook. It is called sattvata samhita. Who is the sattvatas? Pure devotees. So however it has been compiled, even with typographical mistake or grammatical mistake or whatever it is, yet the sadhus will relish because they dig out the only the transcendental nature and transcendental relishment. So that is Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Transcendental rasas are there. Not material rasas. Material rasas will be misunderstood by those who are materially attached. Those who are living a life of sense gratification, they will not relish the real rasa. So, Prabhupada is warning us, unless and until we are purified of anarthas, then the ahituki jnana vairagya can generate. Janayatyasu means they are produced. They are the byproducts of worship of the Adokshaja Vasudeva. They are the byproducts. So here it's also similar statement is there. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of nisyans that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. Otherwise, repeated birth and death are guaranteed. One has to come to the state of transcendence. Actually, the threshold of transcendence, yesterday we also explained that it is called liberation. And liberation is given this the definition that sarvupadir no mukti hitvanyatha rupam sarupena vyavasthiti, giving up false designations, giving up false designations which are generated through the contact of three modes of material nature. They should be given up. Sarvopadi, upadi means false designation or false degrees that we acquire. I mean MA, PhD, but it's all in relationship to material modes, nothing of the spiritual. So we have to be free from it. Take out that misconception from the mind. It is called purification of tatparatvena nirmala. The mind will become nirmala. Spotless. No mala. Mala means three modes of material nature. That's called mala. Mm. So, we see that bhakti by Narada Pancharatra system, that Narada Muni explains that if one becomes purified from false designations, then engages his senses in the service of the master of the senses, is called bhakti. Sarva bhadir vinirmuttam tat paratvana nirmalam rishikena rishikesham sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Rishika means the senses. You may say the senses are material. You are not becoming free if you engage the senses. But the senses are the real percepting medium for the flow of spiritual energy. It is the soul's energy. The soul is animating the body. How? First, the soul sense is desired through this communication to engage his senses into working out of material desires. Is it not? So, instead of material desires, let the soul, sending out the signals to the senses to serve the Lord. Instead working out for material desires, let them be served to the transcendental reality. So unless and until the transcendental reality is existing in front of us in the form of representative of the Supreme Adokshaja, how is it possible that we will be able to be infused with the knowledge of transcendence and the experience of it? We will not get. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is asserting a guru must be on the transcendental platform, and he must inculcate this transcendental knowledge into his disciple. And this transcendence is not of his own, but it is coming or flowing through parampara, and the same thing has to be said. Even such medium may not be realizing that how he is transferring the transcendental knowledge, but he repeats simply the absolute truth and nothing out of that context. So transcendence itself is capable. It's a self-reliant, energy of the Lord that will act on anyone who listens, anyone who practices. You see? Therefore, a guru has a business to impart the transcendental knowledge. And this knowledge will free him from all the anarthas and will stop repeated birth and death. So naturally, Srimad Bhagavatam will tell Guru na sasyat, Svajana na sasyat, Janani na sasyat, Pita na sasyat, Yat chapi na mochet, samupetyam mrutyam. If all these representatives are not ready or capable to deliver their subordinates or their dependents from the clutches of repeated birth and death, never become even father or mother. Because we have to carry out the responsibility to liberate them. We invite them and we just put them in the muck of Maya. No, we have to liberate them. This is the inheritance of Lord Brahma that he begged from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are stuck in the human form of life for the same. Animals do not understand. Otherwise, Pashavo Kinda Mehanti. They also discharge semen. But they don't violate the nature's law, so alright, they are under the mode of ignorance. But not the human being. A human being is a responsible living entity. You know, because he is made in the image of the Lord, and there are expectations from him that not only to become civilized materially, that is not civilization. They have to civilize spiritually, develop. So in this way, we can understand that the instructions of Narad Muni is so powerful that even materially attached Prachin Barhi, who is so much obsessed in performing the Pashu Yagyas, the Karmakandas, he told his 10 sons, Prachetas, go and worship, you become Prajapatis, but they were intelligent. They immediately went to have austerity first to purify their existence. And they went towards the transcendental lake, the residence of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was coming out. They saw him. And Lord Shiva was so pleased. He recognized, you are the sons of Prachin Barhi. I know what your intention is. That's highly applauded. Is agreeable. So now I'm pleased with you. Go. Go in that sarovar and you perform the austerities. I will give you the prayers. It's voluntary. Lord Shiva is so pleased with the devotees who thus, voluntarily wanted to carry out the penances, tapascharya, to purify their existence and then take up the responsibilities of Prajapati. Not otherwise. When parents are not austere themselves, what do you think? They are going to liberate their dependents? So, anarthopakshamam shakshak, we must become free from the unwanted things in the life that is called sense gratification. Lokasya ajanata vidvamsya krisatatam samhidam. For that reason, Vyasadeva recompiled this Vedic literature, which is going to be relishable only for those who are sattvatas. Or those who are studying it in the disciplic succession from bona fide spiritual succession, they will become purified. Others who are professional reciters, they have no potency to purify anybody. What to speak of themselves? So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is always against, don't attend this kind of kathas. So, this anartha parampara is also the chain reactions of material desires that we keep on increasing and increasing. So, they have to be samahita, exterminated from the root. But it is done only through the worship of Vasudeva. You will not be able to stop your anarthas through any other agents. Only Supreme Personality of Godhead and His worship and the transcendental can mitigate all the anarthas. Sadrichinena means completely, right from the root, and it generates, it will manifest the vairagyam and jnanam, which will be causeless. So, anybody has any question. Yes.
Maharaj, since our childhood we've been told that Brahma acts as a creator, Shiva created as a destroyer, and Vishnu acts as a parent, he looks after all the world sort of thing. But very same time we've been told that they are demigods and we have to worship them. We know that in the position of Vishnu in a family like a father, and demigods like sister and brother and sibling. So
that is not the real understanding of the Shastra. We are told doesn't mean it will be correct. Our parents did not know either. But somehow or another, the worship without much of meaning, sense idol worship, and it ends up into sense gratification only. You know? Vishnu, they do not know that how is maintained without getting affected from the modes of material nature. Is not a material father.
Father, he looks after everything, every small creature would be.
Yes, but that is the three. They are incarnations of the three modes of material. It's called Gunavatar. But before Gunavatar, there are a lot of other avatars. The Purusha avatars are there. And there are other three Vishnus. And before the Purusha avatar, Lord Narayan is manifesting himself and he is also expanding in Chaturvyu. But they all come from Guru Vrindavan. There is an expansion. Because it is too much, they think, to understand for a small child. So they are starting from somewhere, you know, in the material conception. They don't have speed. That is not the advice of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Kaumaram acharat pragya dharman bhagavatam. Bhagavad dharma means the transcendental religion must be taught starting from the age of 5. Now who is at fault? The instructions are very clear. It means our parents were not knowledgeable. We can't protest in childhood. Right? So we were given the wrong dose. So we grew up with misconception. Right. But even during the misconception, if somebody has done some agyat sukruti which relates to bhakti, then he will be given chance to promote himself to understand the transcendental nature of the law, the whole man. Then he will be totally satisfied. Ask anybody that those who are knowing only this Brahma as creator, Vishnu as maintainer, and Shiva as destroyer, have they become ever free from the clutches of Maya? No. However, they put Vishnu in the middle, but on the same level of Durga and Shiva. It means they don't understand. They do not understand who is transcendental and who is not.
But very same time, like Brahma, like Mother Devaki, and Yashoda, like Vishnu, and if you give an example, like Brahma, like Mother Devaki, give birth, and Yashoda Mata maintain childhood and life of, you know, give right values and everything to.
That's a misinterpretation. Where do you get this? Mother Devaki gave birth to Brahma.
No, to Vishnu, not to Brahma.
Then?
I said, like, Brahma is the creator.
No, he is not.
Like Mother Devaki,
Brahma never created Krishna. He said, I appear on my own.
I think, I am an unable to communicate with there. Brahma created this world, and Vishnu maintained this world and destroyed like Shiva. So in very same time, Mata Devi act like Brahma, create world and Mata.
That is a wrong interpretation. Brahma never created earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. He never created those things. What he creates, and that by begging Lord's energy, is to shape up different living entities. So he is a like an architect, a designer, to evolve a particular type of body, you know, either in fish shape or tortoise shape or even human shape. That is Brahma. Brahma designs different types of bodies. 8.4 million different types of bodies are designed by Brahma. So he is a secondary creator. He is not the primary creator. Krishna does sarga and Brahma does visarga. Just for example, the structure of a house is done by an engineer or the mason or the contractor, and then the interior design is done by somebody else, and we glorify the interior design because it is very attractive, is it not? So Brahma is like an interior designer, but he is not the contractor. He never did any construction. He simply takes up the material God created, Krishna created, and then he assembles, reassembles like that. He's a master designer. That's all. Therefore, but Brahma begs the creative energy from the Lord. Then and then. Otherwise he was born in ignorance. Nobody teaches you that. And it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma could not find out about himself, you know. And he has to repeat this every day because he goes to sleep and he forgets. And he lives a life of 100 years and there are two big, you know. In one day of Brahma, 12 hours, you know how many cycles of the four yugas go? 1,000 cycles of four yugas. That is only in 12 hours. When he goes to sleep, the cycles, forget it, is everything oblivion. When he gets up, he has to do the job again. And he forgets. So he again prays, again does the same thing. So, we are not taught properly. There are so many details given in the Shastra, in the Vedas it is. But who has time to go to the Vedas? People want to simply live for the sake of stomach. Kutumba bharane nava. Hiya taktin naro rajam. What is that? In the daytime he is engaged in supporting his family, and in night time in self-gratification. Now these are all anarthas. It is Brahma's design, the human body, where it is specifically said that he designed the stomach of the human being upside down. He designed it. It will never be satisfied. So the nature of the living entity, you know, is so much greedy. If you put up a bag of rice outside in the street, the birds will come and take away a few grains and fly. If you send a man, he will take the whole bag and run away. Right?
Yeah.
I will not be satisfied. Extended selfishness. Extended selfishness. But that is all anarthas. it has to be subsided. One must leave as much that the soul and the body stays together so they can function for the Supreme. But whatever the mind's desire, the senses' desire, you know, they must be diverted, not for sense gratification. Kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta yavata. As long as you believe, the desire should not be diverted to sense gratification. Rather, jivasya tattva jigyasa, that desire should culminate in the knowing the truth about one's own self. Naschehe karma bhi. Otherwise, there is no other purpose of the karma. If you want to perform karma, perform such that it will not entangle you. Who is intelligent? Brahma created a body of a spider, but with an ability that he can weave a web and just to trap others. We weave a web of karma and its reaction in which we get trapped. Is it? Because Brahma has to fulfill the desire of the spider also. And man also. So appropriate bodies are there. But how long can you go? You miss the point. Simply worshipping Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, they are all contradictories in their function. If one is an engineer, another is a housekeeper, like Vishnu is a housekeeper, and Lord Shiva comes and destroys the house with the bulldozer, can destroy the house. Their functions are completely contradictory to each other. Why do we have to worship them? Worship Vishnu, so an eternal maintenance will be there forever. We don't worship Vishnu even for eternal material. Dhruv Maharaj wanted that kind of eternal, long life. So even in his childhood he had that desire and Krishna fulfilled it. Okay, you become the king of Dhruvaloka, everybody will rotate. But that is the span of life of a Brahma. Go ahead. Enjoy. But then Dhruva repented. Oh my God, I have completely done foolishness. You know? I have been foolish to ask. Instead, the Lord Himself, when He appeared, He is like a gem. By obtaining Him, I'm asking only broken pieces of glass, of material, you know, possession. The planet, Dhruvaloka, surrounding all the planets are rotating around Him. And it has a lifespan of Brahmaloka. You know, and Dhruva started repenting. He begged Vishnu, can you give him one more? Says what? Please protect me that I may not fall into Maya. So, Maya is there in Swargaloka also. She has a position there. Swargalok is coming under Devi Dham. So, what does she have to do if you worship only, you know, Brahma as the creator, Vishnu as the maintainer, and Shiva as the destroyer? What does it say? The soul doesn't have relationship with the material management. He foolishly got trapped because because of his envious desire from the Lord. So rather, if we understand the transcendental nature of Vishnu, the maintainer, and worship him, so we will become detached from the material world. Don't worship Brahma. And there is no necessity to worship Shiva also for getting entangled in the material world. There is no necessity. Spiritual is belonging only to Lord Vishnu. So, we have to know distinctly that if we worship the Supreme Personality of God as Vasudev, as a Vishnu Tattva, then what does Vishnu Tattva distinguish from the others? That is the transcendental nature. Yato Bhakti Adokshade. Vishnu's name is Adoksha. In any condition, whether he is coming as a Kshirodakshaya Vishnu or Garbhodakshaya Vishnu or Karnodakshaya Vishnu or Narayan form, or whether he comes in his original form as Krishna, everything is a transcendental reality. And the soul, Atma, belongs to that realm. Therefore Krishna claims that Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanata. The Jiva, the soul, is my part and parcel. He doesn't say the body, Brahma's creation or destruction. He doesn't, have any relationship with that. So therefore we are supposed to worship the transcendental nature because it belongs to us. We are part and parcel. We are not these bodies. So what relation we have to have either with Brahma or Shiva? Is it? So spiritual life means life centered around the soul, and how the soul can become free from the effect of, because we are under bodily conception right now. So we have to become free first. So devotional service will make us free. No other worship can make us free. So, devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna or Vasudev or Narayan or Vishnu, that is the same thing. And we'll become free from the effect of the material nature. And then we'll realize in the free state that we are part and parcel, subservient to him and him alone, nobody else. So that requires bhakti. This bhakti cannot be applied to either Brahma or Shiva. But if you want to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at Shivalaya, he will be pleased. Why? Because he knows that you are on the right track.
We're advised to approach Krishna through his representatives, don't we, through his devotees. Can we see that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava and approach?
That's correct. Why not? That's why I say that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at Shivalaya, Lord Shiva will be very pleased and will immediately promote you to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is that realm of transcendence. And Shivalaya is not the realm of transcendence. Lord Shiva himself has to chant and meditate on that Adi Shankarshan, that his original Rupa. So therefore he shows us how to meditate by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. He doesn't say, chant my name, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, instead. That person will be having only the material desire. There is no transcendence. Why do you chant on Rudraksha? Om Namah Shivaya. Rudra means crying, Aksha. So there can be two meanings. If one who chants Om Namah Shivaya, Lord Shiva's Rudra means anger, will be still maintained. And the person will not be free from the effects of the three modes, the one who chants. But at the same time, if one surrenders to Lord Shiva and start chanting, he will start crying. Crying for what? Please make me free. Please make me free. And Shiva then can tell him, chant the holy name of Ram. Vishnu, he will tell. Lord Shiva tells to Parvati, you know, that by chanting, three names of Rama will be equivalent to 1,000 names of Vishnu. And chant one name of Krishna will be equivalent to three names of Rama or 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva's opinion. Those who have material desires, they will chant Om Namah Shiva, and they end up in crying. It's painful. They will not be liberated if they have only material desire in their mind. They should be free. So always chant in Tulsi, then our crying will be stopped. Will become free, will be rejoicing.